A spokesman for Darfur's former rebel Sudan Liberation Movement says police attacked a home for wounded SLM soldiers in Umdurman, burning three cars and looting computers. SLM spokesman Saif Haroun said eight former rebels were killed in the fighting. The SLM, led by Commander Mini Manawi, was the only Darfur rebel faction to sign on to the Darfur peace agreement with the government of Sudan last May. Spokesman Haroun told VOA the fighting will undermine the already shaky peace agreement between the government of Sudan and former rebels.
This kind of behavior will destroy everything. We are signing the peace agreement with the government. If the government being behaving like that, I think this is going to be very serious and very dangerous for the agreement itself.
The SLM said it did not know why the house was attacked. The Reuters news agency reports that Sudanese authorities said the former rebels would not turn over two of their members who were involved in a traffic accident. The former rebels are, on paper, part of a coalition government with Sudan's powerful Islamist regime. Commander Mini Manawi rose to the position of senior advisor to Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. But since the signing of the accord, SLM members have complained that they have been marginalized within the administration. The Darfur conflict has raged for 4 years. Other Darfur rebel groups have refused to sign on to the peace deal, saying it does not meet their demands of wealth and power sharing. Noel King for VOA News, Khartoum.